time for the power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your power scripture of the week. Today we continue our series on the seven abominations found in Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. And verse 16 reads, "These six things the Lord hates." Yes, seven are an abomination to him. Today we will look at number four, which is a heart that devises wicked plans. Can you think of a time or situation when you plotted out an evil plan? When we hear the term devise wicked plans, our mind tends to think of drastic things like murder. Most people do not fall under that type of planning. However, while it may be true we're not thinking like a murderer, I submit that we have all fallen guilty of devising wicked plans. Did you ever plot revenge on someone who has hurt you? Ever steal something? Ever cheat on your spouse? Ever think of a good lie to deceive someone? These are just a few examples, but all of them often involve devising a plan. Here God warns of this type of planning, not only because he hates it, but it can have serious consequences in our lives. Have you ever plotted out a really good lie and actually got away with it? What tends to happen when you successfully pull it off? You pat yourself on the back, job well done, and you think, I can't believe I got away with it. Sometimes there's a thrill to plotting out sinful plans, especially when we get away with it. This is the danger. It can be a snare and easily lead us into more plotting, more devising. The truth is, we learn at a very early age that certain sinful planning, if done well, can get us successful results, or so we think. What we tend not to realize is that it begins to develop characteristics within us. It feeds a certain way of thinking that is destructive. Now, just as the law makes a distinction between premeditated murder and accidental murder, so does God. There's a difference in those who plot out evil versus those who were ignorant or got caught up in a moment. While the results may be the same, the mind, the thinking behind it, reveals a different heart. So, the question is, which type do you want to be? What kind of characteristics do you want to grow into? One that is well-pleasing to our Creator and continues to grow in the fruit and produce God's peace in your life? Or one that sends you down a path that fills your mind of plans that God hates? I hope the answer is obvious. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.